worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We'll be introducing our guest, our phone guest today, but in just a few moments. But at this time, we invite you to look with us in the Gospel of John, John chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went out to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. Verses 1 through 12, John chapter 2. Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, which are new every morning. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you're a God that always, always, always has a listening ear for the prayers of your children. And Lord, I thank you for just the truth that just as in that story from your word, someone was wise enough to invite you to their wedding, to their life event. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that you give us to invite you into our lives and the events of our lives through prayer. We can look to you and ask you for your guidance, for your grace, for your help, your direction, your counsel, and so much more. What a privilege, what a blessing, what an honor it is for us to be able to come to you any time of the day or night, knowing that you always have that listening ear for our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for that privilege, that honor, that opportunity we have every day. Fill us afresh today with the spirit of prayer and empower us to be a people that live our lives every day walking and following you in prayer. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. And let me remind you once again about our project entitled Praying in the Garden. If you or your church family or a prayer group or any group that you're part of would like to get on this list, we invite you to do so. Of course, we continue to invite churches or prayer groups or individuals that would like to schedule a time. We're asking church groups to help fill up the calendar every single evening in the course of the month, coming into the Garden of Hope, which is a garden at 100 Park Gate here in Tupelo, Mississippi. 6 o'clock, we're scheduling church groups or prayer groups to come and pray in the Garden of Hope. If you'd like to be a part of that group, we invite you to call us at this number, 662-844-5036, extension 381. We'd be glad to put you down on the schedule. And again, you can pray for 15 minutes, for 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you desire. That's entirely up to you. But we're inviting and encouraging the body of Christ to make prayer a higher priority. And this is one project, one way whereby we're doing that. Once again, if you'd like to schedule your church or your prayer group to come and be on the schedule to come and pray in the garden, whatever evening you select at 6 p.m., please give us a call. Again, that number is 662-844-5036, extension 381. Come pray with us in the Garden of Hope. Today, we're grateful to have as our phone guest, Sister Keziah. She's been on with us before. She's a part of that wonderful ministry called Wailing Women Worldwide. Sister Keziah, how are you today?
I'm doing very great. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Doing good. Doing good. Now, am I pronouncing Sua? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes, sir. That's correct. That's Sua.
Sua. Okay. Sister Keziah Sua. Okay, then. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's good to have you on. And if I understood, you have a friend or a two or so that may exchange phones with you and share with us on the program as well. So, again, it's good to have you and those that are with you in the room with today. But thank you for taking the time to join us. I want you to if you'll do this for me, we've had the privilege of having you and other members of Wailing Women on before, but on any given day, our audience may change. So would you tell our listeners what Wailing Women, what the ministry is about and what you do?
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for having me again on this program and for the opportunity we have to just come on and share this wonderful time with you. I am part of the Wailing Women Worldwide Ministry, and it's a group that is in many parts of the world. We are also in America. In America, we are called Wailing Women Worldwide USA. Mm-hmm. And the Lord started this group by just raising ordinary women to cry out for their nation and to pray to the Lord to intervene in the affairs of the nation, the things that do not please God. Those things are the things that we are crying out for. He gave us a twofold mandate, to pray for the church and also to pray for the nation. And by the grace of God, this ministry that started in Nigeria and West Africa since 1998 has gone to a lot of places all over the world. We've been to about 90 countries, and we have existing groups in over 60 of those countries. Actually close to 70. We have Wailing Women in different countries, and the assignment, again, is to pray for their country and to pray for the body of Christ. So that's what we do.
Okay, then. And, of course, you have a 24-hour prayer line that's going on all night and all day long, right?
Yes, we have a prayer line that goes on all night, all day.
Okay, then. And did you want to share that number? If someone wants to call in and plug into that, can you share that number with us?
Sure. I'd be glad to share that number. We are 24/7, and the number is 641-715-3640. Again, that's 641-715-3640, and the access code is 980-794-#. 980-794-#. And we have a general time of prayer at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Then every hour of the day, you have people praying on that line on different watches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And basically, they go from 1 hour to the next, and there's a different group typically on each hour of the 24 hours of the day. Is that correct?
That's correct. At 5 a.m., we all come together all over the country and some people outside the country. But then after that, everybody signs off for an hour, at least 1 hour, when they can stand and pray before the Lord.
Okay. That's neat. That's neat. And so if someone wants to stay on for 24 hours, they can stay on for 24 hours and pray with them, right?
Yes, sir. We have people who stay on for 24 hours. They do that.
They might be a little sleepy when they're all done, but it'll sure enough bless them, I guess. So, all righty.
Amen.
Okay, then. And Sister Kazai, you have a couple friends with you today. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I have two friends in the room with me.
Okay. And give me their names again.
I have Mama Rachel Odunaike, Mama Rachel, and also Pastor Grace Folayan, Pastor Grace.
Okay, then. And so there will be getting on the line a few times with us today and praying with us as well, correct?
Yes, sir. They'll come on and pray.
Okay, then. Okay. As we start off, I want to ask you, from your perspective as an intercessor and one who's been very much involved with prayer, what does God have on your heart and the hearts of those that are part of your ministry that are priority issues that the church needs to be specifically praying for today in our culture right now?
Well, I tell you, we, Wailing Women, has a sister agency. That's another one I'll talk about in a minute.
Okay.
It's called the African Strategic Leadership Prayer Network, ASLPN for short. And it's an intercessory network of ministers that originally started with African ministers, but we have people from all over the country and all over the world. Mm-hmm. And recently, the Lord spoke to these two groups to come together and take a 40-day prayer and fasting, because the Lord was expressing his displeasure and his hurt and just not happy with how, as a nation in this country, We have done things our own way. We have gone away from the Lord. There's evidence of wickedness and rebellion and sin and pride. And the Lord was listening so much that we do as a nation that hurts him. And so right now, our emphasis is not just on the evil that we do as a people. That's really a bother to us. But really, we are looking now at what does that do to the heart of God, the creator of the universe, the owner, the maker of all things. And here we are blatantly disrespecting, dishonoring him. And so our concern right now is how do we go back to the Lord in repentance? How do we go back to the Lord and return to him as individuals, as families, as the body of Christ, and as a nation, and say, God, you have a covenant with America, and we want to stand as a remnant to say we represent you in this nation. There are voices that are crying out to you, Lord, please have mercy upon us. So we spend those 40 days from July the 11th to August the 19th just repenting before the Lord and bringing a prayer of repentance asking for revival and awakening. That's the emphasis. That's where we are right now, emphasizing those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is a cooperation, you said, between Wailing Women and say the name of the second ministry, African Strategic?
African Strategic Leadership Prayer Network. So that's ASLPN.
Okay, then. And you know, that's neat for the two ministries to come together and really choose to intercede together then. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for you all and your work, and we'll be going into a break. And on the other side, I'm going to ask that for you and your sisters in the Lord to pray about some specific things we really want to lift up to the Lord in prayer during our hour. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the privilege of having Sister Keziah on with us. And thank you, Father, for Mama Rachel and for Pastor Grace, and thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Thank you for so many others that are part of the wonderful and the powerful ministry of Wailing Women Worldwide. Thank you for the great work that they are involved in and that they're doing every single day as they take time to pray day and night, lifting up the matters of your kingdom up in prayer. Father, flood this ministry with your grace, with your peace and your spirit, Lord. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Fill them with your joy, your peace, your goodness, your mercy, and your empowerment, Lord. Guide them so that more and more that they would make prayer the priority you've called them to be, and use them to work on the body of Christ as a whole. Father, it's so important that we do, as Sister Keziah mentioned, that we repent of the wrong. There's so much wickedness in the land. Sadly, Father, thank you for the fact that you're sovereign over all of these things, but the fact is so many babies have died through the tragedy of abortion, and so many wicked things are being implemented as law in our land, and in so many ways, people think it's okay to disregard your word, to ignore your word, and to oppose your word, and think not only is it okay, but we'll actually try to establish laws to that effect. Lord, we just confess, Lord, we've sinned in so many ways as a nation, Lord. And Father, by faith, we repent. Lord, forgive us as a nation, and more help us to rise up as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the humble church, the obedient church, the church committed to you, your word, and your spirit that you've called us to be. And Lord, more and more empower us to be the praying people, the interceding people you want us to be, so that we really would be seeking you in prayer. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, our guests are Sister Keziah and her friends, Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession.
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. Look briefly at one of your fingers. You've just witnessed one of the greatest displays of God's creative intent there is. No other person in all the world, even an identical twin, shares your fingerprint. God specifically designed each of us to be unique. That means we shouldn't try to carbon copy anyone else in the Christian faith. If God made you an arm in his body or a kneecap, praise be to our glorious God for drawing us to become a part of his body. How freeing it is to realize that we were never meant to copy anyone but Jesus.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
I had an opportunity recently to speak at a Women's Day program. As part of the message, I shared the story of Hannah and Penina. Those two ladies shared a husband. The difference was Penina had children and Hannah did not. The Lord had caused her to be barren. Penina thought it was her job to make Hannah miserable every single day of the year. She picked at her and tormented her for a very long time until one day Hannah got herself together and went to church. She worshiped so hard that Eli, her priest, thought she was drunk. Let me just encourage you in the Lord today that if you're in a situation where you've been struggling and fighting something that has been nagging at you, get up from the table, get yourself together, and go lay it at Jesus' feet. Worship him and allow him to take the helm. You don't have to announce what you're doing. Just do it and watch God take a barren situation and turn it around. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
The word glad is mentioned 27 times in the book of Psalms alone. And here are a few verses that include that wonderful word. Listen to the Bible from the book of Psalms. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know. Fools do not understand. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. I will be glad and rejoice in your love. For you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy.
Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship. Lord, I'm free. Lord, I'm free. Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship. Lord, I'm free. Lord, I'm free. Yeah.
Come on, you say.
Free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship. Lord, I'm free.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm free.
Free to dance and sing,
free to dance and sing, free to lift my hands and worship.
Come on, come on, this is for every free worship. Say, I'm a free worshiper.
I'm a free worshiper.
I'm a free worshiper. Yes.
I'm a free worshiper.
Come on, say, Lord, I am. Nothing like being free. Say, free to dance, oh.
Free to dance and sing.
Free to
worship.
You're listening to Todd Delaney, the song Free Worshipper. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have as our phone guest today Sister Keziah Sua and Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace with us today. As we start off this segment, Sister Keziah, would you take time now to pray specifically for whatever's on your heart, to pray for our nation today? And then if you'll allow Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace to pray for the nation as well immediately after you, okay?
Okay, sir. I'd love to do that.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this great privilege you've given to us to stand before you in intercession this afternoon. Father, we come as your children. We come as those that have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. We come, O God, to lift up the nation of America before you. Father, thank you for how you have spared this land. Your hand has been upon this land for good. Thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God, and you remember the promises you made to America.
Yes.
Today, O God, Jesus, we come to confess to our shame that we have failed you as individuals, as families, as the church. O God, as a nation, we have done wrong against you.
Yes.
We have sinned, O God, and gone contrary to your word. Today, O God, we confess all those things, O God, that do not please you, those things that bring pain to you, those things that dishonor and disrespect you in America. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us. From our leaders, O God, to all the leaders in the political circles, the leaders in the church, the leaders in the social circles, the leaders in industry, in the economy, Father, all of us have gone astray. We ask this day that you will show us your mercy. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. May your grace be abundant all over America.
Yes.
Lord, forgive us our failures, O God. Draw us back to you.
We ask for the fire
of revival to be released upon America. Save this land, O God, from anything that is contrary to your word and to your will. Heal America, O God, and we shall be healed. Revive America, O God, and we shall be revived. Let there be an awakening in the hearts of those that do not know you, those that are held in bondage by the enemy. Set them free today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And those that know you, but we are complacent, we haven't woken up to the power and the anointing on the church, Father, we ask that you forgive us and release a fresh touch upon the church of Jesus Christ, that we will represent you well. That will be people that do your bidding.
Thank you,
so, Father,
Jesus,
visit America again. Raise America again. May we be a nation after God's heart.
Yes,
let righteousness exalt this nation. And may we represent you well to the other nations of the earth. Bless America. Bless the leaders of this land. Bless the men and the women and the children and everyone in America. Let the fear of the Lord be released upon us. Thank you, Father, for remembering America again. Visit your people in your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Now Mama Rachel is going to pray for us.
Okay. I'll give Mama Rachel to pray for
us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Our Father, we bring America before you.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
We know what we have done. We know how we have spied you. We know how we have confirmed you.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
We know that how we have left the righteous path.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
And do our own thing. And go our own way. We know, Baba, how we have been so very ignorant of you, and we just don't want to know. Father, forgive us, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are asking for your forgiveness. Because, Father, we have put our eyes, our finger into your eye. Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Forgive us, O Lord. Have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, it's only you that can do it. Turn this nation around to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Walk through this land. Walk through it with your mercy. With your compassion and us.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For you are full of mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
You are so compassionate, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Father,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus. We thank you for your Father who forgives.
Jesus.
Who forgives and forgives and forgives.
Praise
forgive us. And help us to repent.
Yes, Yes.
Turn us to that time, to that time, that stage of repentance, oh Father.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing this prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, Pastor Grace is going to pray for us as well.
Yes, Pastor Grace.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord.
Our Father and our Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity again to come before you.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
To bring our nation before you and the Church of God. Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. We come before you to confess our sins. We have no excuse. We have sinned. We have committed iniquity.
Yes.
We have transgressed the law. We have performed every sin that anyone can mention under this heaven.
Jesus.
We are guilty, Lord. And we know that we are guilty.
Thank you, Lord.
But thank God for the grace. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We come soaking in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We cry, Abba, Father, this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
We know we have sinned, but the Bible says if we confess our sins,
yes, Lord,
come
Jesus
before you and cry,
you
are faithful,
Jesus,
and just.
Thank
so this afternoon, Father, we bring
Jesus
our nation, America, before you, Lord.
Thank you.
We
Lord
plead
Jesus
the blood of Jesus
thank
over
you, Lord,
the
Jesus
land of America, over the soil of America, over every home, every street,
thank
every corner of America. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will
thank
purge
you,
us. Purge evil out of our land, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The
Jesus
spirit of enemy that has invaded this nation. Father, we release this spirit at your feet.
Yes,
that you yourself, you will remove this spirit. The spirit that allow our leaders to be going astray. Father, we pray you will touch our leaders. You will renew a right spirit within them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The
Jesus
spirit that will remember the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The spirit that they will remember that they have not created themselves.
Thank
there
you,
is a creator
Jesus
somewhere that has created them
thank
for a purpose
Jesus
and that has allowed them to be on the throne.
Thank
so,
you,
Lord,
Jesus,
every spirit that is not of you, that is on the throne, that is ruling the heart of our leaders, Father, we pray this afternoon you will remove those spirits and
Jesus
renew
Jesus
a right spirit within them. The spirit that will remember their creator in the name of Jesus Christ. Our federal, our God, the governor, the state, and the local leaders will bring them before you this afternoon.
Thank
have
you,
mercy
Jesus
on them, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Turn them around, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That they will, in the name of Jesus, remember you and do your will. Father, we pray that the Church of God will be revived and we will go back to our first love, Lord. And I will be calling upon you, Lord. We will represent you well, Lord,
thank
in the name
you
of Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Jesus,
thank
in the name
you
of Jesus. Wash us clean. Let mercy reign over judgment. Please,
thank
God, don't give
Jesus
us judgment in
thank
America.
You.
Don't give us judgment
Jesus
in this world. Let your mercy and your grace
Jesus
work for us.
Thank
we
God
thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity, for
thank
this blessing.
Jesus.
We bless you. We honor you. In
Jesus'
name. Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to ask
amen
if at this time, Sister Kazai, as we move in looking at a different topic, of course, obviously they're all related because they all relate to the Word of God. But, you know, the Word of God, the Lord Jesus said to us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And then we're to pray that God would send forth the laborers into his harvest. I'm going to ask if we can take time to pray specifically for God to send forth laborers. And, you know, I think of this, many of those really very much need to come within the ranks of people who consider themselves, obviously, persons who've been converted, who've gotten saved, but may have never been taught how to be real disciples who are really running after God and following God. And so, but want to pray specifically for God to send forth more laborers into his harvest and that his people would be vitally involved, become more and more vitally involved with the work of evangelism and discipleship. Can we lift those matters up in prayer at this time, please.
Sure. Let's
thank
pray.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Our Lord and our God, we thank
thank
you for the
you
gift of salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you,
Jesus,
O God,
Lord,
for pulling us out of the kingdom of darkness, and for showing us the kingdom of your dear Son.
Yes,
thank you, Father,
Jesus,
for you said, freely you have received, freely give.
Jesus,
Father, we confess that we have received freely of you, but Lord, many a times we have folded our hands, O God. We have shown lack of interest, lack of compassion.
Jesus,
we have shown, O God, lack of love towards those that do not know you.
Jesus.
Forgive us, O God, for failing in this area of the Great Commission. You told us to go and make disciples in your name.
Jesus.
Father, we have not done what we are supposed to do. Have mercy upon us.
Thank
now
you.
We pray that you empower the church. Give us a heart, a passion for souls, O God.
Yes,
help
Lord,
us, Lord,
Jesus,
to be more concerned about the many that are dying and going to hell. And Lord, it's not just the
thank
fact
you,
that they are going
yes,
to hell.
Lord,
you made them with a purpose, with a destiny,
thank
because you
Lord,
wanted
Jesus,
them, O
Jesus,
God, to be useful in your kingdom. So, Father,
thank
we
you,
stand
Lord,
now
Jesus,
to call into this fold, to call into the Christendom. We stand to prophesy, O God, over
thank
those that
Lord,
do not know
Jesus,
you. We release this gift of salvation. You release it from heaven, O God, everywhere, all over this nation and all over the world. Father, we pray especially for those places that are strongholds of the enemy, where people, O God, are just adamant about not listening to your word. Father, we pray today that you will break the stronghold of the enemy. Set the people free from bondages, from addictions, from godlessness. Set the people free from a wrong mindset.
Thank
set the
Lord,
people
Jesus.
Free. Lord, send messengers their way.
Thank
Lord,
you,
release
Jesus.
Messengers into the harvest field. Release
you,
the fishers,
Jesus.
O God, that will go out and
thank
look for those that
Jesus.
Are languishing in sin, O God. Give us the souls of men in America.
Yes,
give us
Lord,
the souls
Jesus.
Of men all over the nations.
Thank
in the
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, we declare salvation,
thank
O
you,
God,
Lord,
starting
Jesus.
From our own homes and our families,
thank
and
you,
for
Lord,
those,
Jesus.
O God, that would ordinarily say that they are born again,
thank
but
you,
they
Lord,
really
Jesus.
Do not know you. Father, reveal your truth to them, O God.
Thank
we
you,
call
Lord,
even
Jesus.
From the church, men and women, to be born again. People to be
yes,
saved,
Lord,
O God.
Jesus.
And we say, populate the kingdom of God
thank
and
you, Lord,
depopulate
Jesus.
The kingdom of the enemy. We
thank
say,
you,
Lord, release
Jesus.
Them. We snatch them
mm-hmm.
out in the spirit,
thank
out
you,
of the
Lord,
power
Jesus.
Of the enemy, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you Father, for touching
thank
our
you,
leaders. From the toughest in the government, O God, to the youngest child on the street. Father,
thank
save
you,
America.
Jesus.
Save
yes,
your
Lord,
people.
Jesus.
Send deliverance, O God. Release your angels
you,
to gather
Jesus.
Them, O God, and to bring them to you. And
thank
Father,
you,
we pray for
thank
Christians.
You,
Lord, we pray your blessing upon missionary organizations.
Jesus.
We pray your blessing over evangelists and preachers. We pray
thank
your blessing
you,
over us as ordinary people on the street.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the spirit of boldness. We pray
yes,
for courage.
Lord,
we pray, O God, that we will not be intimidated, that your people will open their mouths,
thank
O God,
you.
And declare your love and your faithfulness in
thank
the name
you.
Of Jesus. Thank you for raising
thank
up a righteous
Jesus,
group
Lord.
In America, a remnant, O God, that is growing in numbers. When Peter
thank
preached
you,
on the day
Jesus.
Of Pentecost, the Bible says 3,000 were added in one day.
Yes,
Father, let there
Jesus.
Be multiplication. Let there be increase. Let
thank
there be expansion.
You,
let there be enlargement, O God. In the body of Christ.
Thank
you
Lord,
for saving
Jesus.
Us and for saving people, O God. We
yes,
give
Lord.
You praise for their lives. Even for missionaries on
thank
the field,
Lord,
we give
Jesus.
You praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Our guests today are Sister Keziah and Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace. We're grateful to have them on the broadcast today, and we'll be picking up once again on the other side of the break. But you're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and one of our goals is to encourage you as a believer to make prayer and intercession a bigger part of your life and your lifestyle. Remember this, prayer is one of the great weapons and tools in the kingdom of God and the church of Jesus Christ. Don't ever, ever think lightly of prayer. God calls all of his children to be men and women given to prayer. Let's seek to be just that vessels God can use in that way. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Our country is suffering because of lack of leadership, division, and a disdain for godliness. Urban Family Talk exists to be a prophetic voice as we speak on matters of religion, family, and culture. we would not be silent on issues plaguing our communities today as we sound the alarm of truth, wisdom, and empowerment. Join the movement at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
There's an urgent need for Christians to vote. Imagine the impact people of faith will have on the future of our nation, the character of its leadership, and the health of its families if biblical principles are applied during this election. Pledge to vote your values and convictions. Get the free voter guide at afaaction.net. This is the most comprehensive guide available anywhere. This message brought to you by AFA Action.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American, I am an American!
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
Dr. Tony Evans says servants aren't necessarily people who don't want to get ahead. They're people who want everyone to get ahead. But that's not always happening in today's churches. He'll explain why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Now, if you've never had crabs from the Chesapeake Bay that have been steamed and put in that Obey seasoning, you have not lived. Okay? But when I was growing up, 2-3 times a month, we'd have crabs. And when you put the crabs in the pot and they start to feel the heat, they want up out of there, up out of there, up out of there. So they begin to climb up to get out of the pot because it's hot in here. But you can bank on it that another crab is going to grab it and pull it down. Every time a crab tries to get out, another crab is going to grab it and pull it down until they all die. See, if they were servants, then as one climbed and reached back with a claw and grabbed another one and he pushed up, they could all make progress. But because they're going to pull each other down, nobody wants to be a servant. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. They all going to roast in the pot. But when servants understand that that's what you've been called to, that's what I've been called to, that's what we've been called to, we have been called to be a servant body, he says, in love. This is serving with the well-being of the other in mind. Then the church becomes this dynamic force that is transformational in nature.
Learn more about life in the family of God with the help of Dr. Evans' series, The One Another's. Available online at TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
I'm
listening to the music of Olivia Branch, the song New Life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our phone guests today are Sister Keziah and Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace, all of the Ministry of Wailing Women Worldwide. We're grateful to have them online with us once again. Would you share, Sister Keziah, once again, if someone is that's listening, they want to plug into the Worldwide Prayer Line of Wailing Women, would you share that number one more time, please?
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Yes, if someone is able to plug in, we'll be glad to have you. The number is 641-715-3640. And that's 641-715-3640. And the code is 980-794. 980-794. You can join this prayer line 24/7. And remember to add pound at the end. And actually, the ASLP and the other ministry, mm-hmm. we are on this line also because okay. we work with wailing women. Actually, the two sisters here, Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace, are also part of ASLPN. Okay. So we belong to both groups. And you can join us on Wednesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We do a prayer training on the Wailing Women line, but it's actually ASLPN that does the training. Mm-hmm. And on Thursdays, 9 to 10, we come together to pray on behalf of ASLPN for America.
Okay. All righty then. Okay, I want to give Mother Rachel the opportunity and Pastor Grace to pray for the same matter, to pray for God to send forth laborers and for the church to become a much more mission-minded church as well. Would you all take time to pray for that same concern, please? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Jesus' name. Love you.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
And we are calling unto you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name.
That you, our God, will send laborers.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Laborers who are committed.
Thank you, Lord.
Laborers who are faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Laborers who are warriors, who are intercessors. Send them, O Lord. Who will change, who will speak, and things will happen.
Thank you, Lord.
Send them, O Father, wherever they are.
Thank you.
And let your name be magnified. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you because whatever we ask, your word tells us, we believe.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall be so. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Pastor Grace, thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Father, we just want to thank you again for another honor you have bestowed upon us to bring our request concerning this country before you.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Lord and our God, the Bible says the harvest is ripe and plenty, but we are praying for laborers.
Yes.
The Bible would say many are called, but few are chosen. Our Lord and our God, we are praying for laborers that we have your word, that you will use to erase the words of the enemy. Every wrong word spoken over America, your laborers, that we be able to speak your word.
Thank you.
The Bible says you send your word and your word healeth them.
Thank you.
We want we want the laborers that will be able to go up and down America to speak the word of God.
Yes.
And the word will be mixed with the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
To begin to purge, to begin to erase, to begin to wipe out every word of enemy, every wrong word spoken, every demonic, every satanic, every evil word that has been spoken over the destiny of America. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want those coachable, teachable, those that will have time for you, those that will have time to pray, those that are able to seek your faith, those that are lovers of lost souls and lovers of Jesus Christ, that will be, they will be able to
go around street to street, Lord. Oh, town to town, even community to community, to speak over this land in the name of Jesus Christ, that the will of God will prevail, that the eyes of people will be opened, those that the devil has blindfolded, that they cannot see our Lord and our God, that the word of God that will be coming out of the mouth of the children of God will begin to open, will begin to burst into the lives of people. Open their eyes, open their ears to the word of God.
Thank you.
They will be able to hear, and they will have the heart to take, and they will be able to share. Father, we are asking for that transforming words of God, transforming power of God, all over America in the name of Jesus. Send them, Lord. Send them, Lord, from east to north, to south, to west. Father, send laborers.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, to go to America and to bring forth harvest. Harvest to the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus. Those that have been closed out within the walls, Father, we pray that your word will burst into the walls that enemies have closed against your children. And they will be able to come out, Lord. They will hear you, Lord, because it will be your voice. You say your sheep knows your voice and you know their voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, they hear your word and they will be able to come out, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. That the kingdom of God will be populated and the kingdom of the devil will be decreased and erased in the name of Jesus. Father, open heaven over America in the name of Jesus. Open heaven in every community, and bring laborers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will be able to go and perform what you have given them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this harvest that is coming in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Our time is almost gone. We have a few more minutes. Sister, because I want to ask if we can take a few moments before our time comes in, specifically to pray for God to work in the hearts and the minds of the leadership and the church more and more, for the church to aggressively, much more so, stand for life and help to end the tragedy of abortion, that we would come and be ambassadors that God can use to help the world see, the world that is responsible for killing so many babies, that this is against the will of God. One of the Ten Commandments is, of course, thou shalt not kill. And so, but praying that God would raise up the church to boldly speak to this issue and stand for it. Would you lift that up in prayer?
Sure, I would. Can I just quickly mention the program we have coming up?
All right.
In response to all the things we've been speaking about and being sensitive to what's on God's heart as to the response of America to the things of God, and in trying to be strategic as intercessors and children of God in this land, with the elections coming up and so much going on, we, the ASLPN, is organizing a nationwide solemn assembly. We do this every 2 years at the National Church of God in Fort Washington, Maryland. And this solemn assembly is coming up October the 15th, 2016. It's a time to rise up and cry out against the atrocities in the land and also to call the Lord to revive the land and to do those things that we've been speaking in prayer. So we'd like to invite everybody to check on the ASLPN website, www.aslpn.org, and you can register there. There are hotels around. We'll be glad to have a great number of people come out and pray for this nation. I'll go ahead and pray for the time we have left. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Father, we thank you for the church of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that there's power. You said that the righteous is as bold as a lion. Father, we pray for the boldness of the Lord over our preachers, over our ministers, our teachers, our evangelists, our pastors, over the people of God, over the congregation of God. Father, release new fire, new power, new anointing upon your people that will stand and represent you. Give us a voice, oh God. We come against the spirit of intimidation, the spirit that makes us silent in the place of that where we need to speak out, especially against this evil of abortion. Father, the Bible says that blood can pollute the land. And Lord, we have polluted our land. We have caused the land, oh God, to be so filled with the blood of the innocent. Yes. We repent this day, oh God, for the evil we have done. Thank and for the Jesus. For the church silence, oh God. We repent, my God, yes, for even Jesus us believers participating in this and also not speaking Jesus out against it. Thank oh, you, Father, we Jesus ask that you will stop this evil in our land. Yes, Lord, that you will Jesus save our children. Yes. The Bible says that you will contend with everything that contends against you, thank and you will save Jesus our children. We come against the enemy and the covenant of death that has been released in America thank through you, abortions, Jesus, through murders, through hate crimes, thank through you, wicked killings, oh God. We say we repent this day, Father, and we say thank bring you, to the hearts Jesus of mothers and fathers and whoever needs the help, yes, Lord, that they will stand and consider the options of adopting the children, giving the children Jesus out. And Lord, let the church rise up and embrace these children thank in the you name of Jesus. Every wrong teaching thank in our Jesus schools, every wrong thing that the yes court system has allowed concerning this matter of abortion, Father, we say turn it around. Reverse it in the name of Jesus. We begin to prophesy life Jesus now to every pregnant woman, to a young lady on thank the street that might Jesus be considering abortion right now. We speak life to your baby in the name of Jesus. We say our children shall not die. They shall live and declare the goodness of the Lord. Father, forgive the over 50 million lives that we have already destroyed as a result of abortion. But Father, we ask for the conscience of men to be touched by the Spirit Jesus of the Lord. Turn this matter around. And Lord, we also Jesus repent of how we have transported that to other countries. We have encouraged others to commit the same evil. Forgive us, O God. Heal our land. Stop the abortions. Save our children. And bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Kazai, for being with us on the broadcast. And just to Mama Rachel and Pastor Grace, thank you all for taking time to be with us. And once again, let me share that number. If you're a listener and you're wanting to plug into the Wailing Women's 24-hour prayer line, again, that number is 641-715-3640. Again, that's 641-715-3640, access code 980-794. And again, 24 hours a day, you can plug in and be a part of that wonderful prayer outreach with Wailing Women worldwide. Thank you so much, Sister Kazai, for being with us on the broadcast today. And thank you again, Mama Rachel, and thank you, Pastor Grace. Father, thank you again thank you for the wonderful ministry of Wailing Women. Thank you for the great work that continue to do. Bless that ministry. Fill it afresh with your spirit, your joy, and your peace, and empower it more and more to be a vessel to accomplish your perfect will in the world. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guests have been women from Wailing Women Worldwide. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.